A git vach and a mazel dike vach, this coming Tuesday, Yid Bais Kislev, is the Yurtzat finem heiligen Averitche, Harav HaKudish, Reb Avrum Dov, Ben Harav HaKudish, Reb Duvid, Zeiche Tzadik HaKudish Levruche, his father was the Reuven Chamelnik. The heilige Averitche, also known as the Bas Ayin, was born somewhere between Tuf Kif Chuf and Tuf Kif Chufay. That's 1760 and 1765, and there's Nistalagavaran in Eitz Yisruel and Tzvas, Yid Bais Kislev Tufreish Aleph, that's 1841. The Ikka Torah that he was Makabal in his youth was from his father, the Reuven Chamelnik, and he learned Ba'asmuda Rabba, and people said on the Heilige Bas Ayin when he was a child that they see that he is destined legadlis. The most impressive trait that people saw from him and what he was known and what his sefer is full with the middah of middah achnua and the middah of anuva. When he was a young child, his mother Nebuch passed away and his father had a very hard time raising him alone as a single father. So his father went together with this little Avrum Dov to the grandmother to live, and that's where they lived. And they learned that in Bahasmuda Satoira. One Lail Shishi, his grandmother was watching him learn from the early morning hours until late at night. So she decided to treat a little einikel with a plate like a baba, hot chicken soup with a shtickle chicken therein. And she brought it into einikel late at night. And she says, Avrum Dov, come, take a bissel of soup. The Heilige Averitche looked at the soup. And as we said before, his middah was hachnua and anuva. And he started thinking to himself, do you know why my grandmother is bringing me soup? Do you know why she cooked soup tonight and gave me, which wasn't the norm by Yom HaMahayim, the anias was gross, chicken soup Thursday night because she thinks that I'm a psagroisa masmid, and from agmas nefesh, and from having so much chalishas hadas that his grandmother might think that he's something special, he might come to achnua. He bit into his finger, and Hashem Yirachem, he bit off a stick of his finger. Many, many years later, when he was a Groyser Rebbe, mit hinder the Chassidim from Volin and Rusland, they came to him from Nuntavat. He once repeated the story, and he said, I'm not repeating the story to tell you godless, I'm just repeating the story to tell you, you can't become a Rebbe, Nelech Yid, Oivet Hashem, from Essen, Zup mit Lokshen. But Al Kopunim, this was the Heilige Tzaddik in his childhood years. When the time came for him to marry, he married the daughter Finim Avritche Ruv, Reb Nusin Nuta Zeichet Tzaddik Levruche, who was a Talmud from the Baal Shem HaKudish and Talmud from the Magid from Mizritch. After the Petita from the Magid, his Shver went to his friends. His Shver was the Chendechayde and the Yeshiva Finim Baal Shem HaKudish, and the Magid. So he went to his Chavayim and he was Makabal Muris from them, the Balatandia and the Chernobyl Magid, the Moranayim. And that is where the Averitche became close to the Moranayim, and that became his Rabbi Mivik for life. Egefurin Ochet Sim Heiligen Rebbe Rebzisha, Egefurin Sim Degel, and Egefurin Sim Heiligen Abteruv. He was known, Bedoiroi, as the Gun Hador, the Balriach HaKoidish, Ishelekim, and Unev. And at Libga HaTayid, at a very young age, he was 17 or 18, he was Mamalamukim, his father in Chamelnik, and Rosh Chodesh Menachemuf, Tufkif Memhai, 1785, he was somewhere 20 or 20 something, in the low 20s, his Shver passed away, and he was Mamalamukim of a Shver in Averich, and even though later he went to Jetoma, and he lived in Jetoma, and he became Reuven Jetoma for 40 years, but the name Averitche was the name was his geblieben. In the Sefer Bas Ayin, and the Heilige Bas Ayin writes that I never had any intentions of printing the Sefer, but he says, the Ritzoin HaTzadik Hu Eliki, the Moranayim, was Goyza, I should print the Sefer, so that is when he printed the Sefer. There's a story that he used to tell over, that he once came in, some Heiligen Rebbe Rebzisha, And he walked, the Rebbe Zish had gedavent in a private stieb, and he had a very important shliches that he had to tell the Rebbe Zish. So with all the Vimuzik guts, he gathered up all his guts, and Vimuzik Tabisala Chitzpah, and he slowly turned the knob of the door to peek in to Zayn Vizangrois Rebbe, the Rebbe Zish halt. He said he opened the door and he saw the Rebbe Zish's top half of his body burning, flames shooting up. So he was like, Steitzach, a pachet fell on him, the Heilige Rebbe, you know, this flame shooting up. So he waited there. He knew that this is not something that he has to worry, that this is not something that upsets a fire in the room. So he waited. He waited a while. And then the Rebbe Zisha took off the tefillin shorosh, and the flame slowly started subsiding in the flame, and the flame died down. And the Heilige Rishon used to constantly ask him about this story. He should relate the story in his Ribazung Damasa. Once by davening, the Heilige Bavritcha, the Bas Ayin, was davening with such a slahavas, and he started banging his head in the wall. Hopman Ibefetzal Damasa from Chernobyl Magid. And the Chernobyl Magid said, "No, why do you think he was banging his head in the wall?" So one of the Yidin said, "Could be, Mr. Tomei, you know, a Yid has Machshuva Zuris, and he wanted to bang it out." And the Chernobyl Magid said, "Not a shemenshin. A Rebbe like the Heilige Avritcha does not have Machshuv Azuris. If he banged his head in the wall, was because he was bespashtes agashmis, and he had absolutely no shaykhis, an idea what he was doing of Deivelt when he was davening. As we said before, he was an often a bariach, a koydish, and a poil yeshias. A chusid once came into him and asked him, Rebbe, I had a maidala. He says, what should I name the maidala? So he thought for a minute, he said, name her Hadas. So he said, Rebbe, Hadasa? He said, no, not Hadasa, Hadas. But hear what I'm telling you, Hadas. Kids of Shabbos by the Aliyah. So they said, no, I'm a Mishabari Chavisaini. And what's her name? And the father said, Hadasa. And the Heilige Avritcha from his Mokum said, no, remember, Hadas, Hadas. So they corrected it, Hadas. Nobody knew Pshat. Nobody ever heard of her name. Who this, Hadas? 17 years later, when she became a Kala, that's when Iglua Milsala Mefraya. Her Shviga's name was Hadassa, and the Heilige Avritcha did not want it to be Kala V'chamois, and he saw Mitricha Koidish, so he named the Maidala Hadas. He was once Sandig by a Bris, and after the Heilige Avritcha went home, the baby, the blood didn't stop, and the blood was gushing and they couldn't stop it, and the doctor said the child is going to pass out. So two mashpucha people ran some heiligen avritcha. They came in and the Gabba said the Rebbe lay down. So they said, it's pekiach nefesh. He said, go into the Rebbe's room. They came into the Rebbe's room and they saw the Rebbe was not laying in bed. He wasn't there. So they went out to the back door of the house and they saw the heilige avritcha coming in to the house, and he asked these two Eden, what's going on? So he said, they told him, Rebbe, there was a bris this morning, and this child, Vimazik Leilaini, is going to pass out. So the Heilige Avritcha said, I just settled it in Torah and Himmel. There was a machloikis between the Heilige Ramban and the Ravid, and there was no shulim in B'mesifta Derekia, and I was mafasha, I worked it out, that they both walked away smiling, feeling good with their psak. Hayois that I made shulim, lemutza kudosh borchi klimach zek bruch eila shulam, I'm giving you away the schar and the schist that I made shulim between the Ramban and the Ravid. And within moments, the blood stopped, and the Heilige V'mezuk Tavarich's schist was maigen. The Heilige Avritcha, as we know, ended up in Eitz Yisroel. He had Moiridike Gagiyim to Eitz Yisroel, and his Seifa is full of Gagiyim in Eitz Yisroel. When the Shadar, the Shalicha, the Rabunim, the messengers would come from Eitz Yisroel shaffing money, he would sit them down and he would like be glued to them and tell them, tell me about Eitz Yisroel, tell me about the Mekoymis HaGdoishim, tell me about the Koisla Meruvi and Kai Veruchel and Miron Svastferia. So there was once a Shlicha de Rabunim there, and he was dramatizing some heiligen Averitsche, the Koislam Aruvi and the Shechina cries over there for Hakindalich that are in Gulis, and they said from there you go to Beis Lechem, and you have Mamaruchel crying that the Eibishter Sazam v'shovibunim legvilam, and then he went through, he said you don't understand that it's Yisrael, the stones are heilig, the pebbles are heilig. And then the Averitsche says, repeat again. And this shalich, the Rabbunan, repeated everything again. And finally, out of his rakshas, the shalich said, you know, Rebbe, even the stones sparkle like diamonds. That's when the Heilige Averitsche decided, I'm going to Eitz Yisroel. But what really pushed him to go to Eitz Yisroel was that Nebuch, the Heilige Averitsche, was not zoichel zera shal kiyuma to kindelach. And he said, the Eibishter said, told Avraham Avinu, lech lechum artzchu, v'eschol lekoy gudel, v'avarechachu, v'agad l'shemecho, v'yaybrucha, y'kan, y'at v'zoyche lebunem, so go. So he said, maybe if I go to Eitz Yisroel, I'll be zoyche for kinderlich. So he went to Gezegenzich from his Rebbes. He went to some heiligen Chernobyl Magid, and a fascinating story happened then. The Chernobyl Magid tried to convince him not to go. He said, you know, you're old, you don't have koyach. He said, he's going. Finally, the Chernobyl Magid tells him, when you get to Meron, he says, you should vagis tach and tred into Reb Shimon and ask him why he's not bringing Mashiach. But not your eyes. You should get Reb Shimon to cry. And then the Remotel at Chernobyl, then the Morinayim on Shuldig, Remotel at Chernobyl, because the Morinayim at Chernobyl, Remotel at Chernobyl told him, if I would go to Eitz Yisroel, I would excavate the Kaivif and Heilig Reb Shimon ben Yechui, and I would yell at him, Rashbi, why aren't you being Marish Oilem is to bring Mashiach? So he asked from the Remotel at Chernobyl, was a son from the Morinayim, who Avritcha later went to him, was Makabel Muris from him, he said, Rebbe, give me something as a shmira for the trip. In those days, the trip to Eitz Yisroel was not a simple trip. So the Remotel at Chernobyl told him, when you get to Odessa, I'll send somebody there and there you'll have the shmira. And sure enough, when the Averitsche got to Odessa, waiting to board the boat, he was waiting, looking around. He went, there was a Groyser Chernobyl chusa de gvir, Rabbi Yankel Halpern. He figured maybe by this Rabbi Yankel Halpern is the shmira, and the Rabbi Yankel told Averitsche, no, the Rebbe never sent me anything. After 2 weeks waiting, he finally boarded the boat. He boards the boat. After the boat takes off, the first day he's walking on the deck, and Uraman comes over. He says, Rebbe, I need money. So he takes out a coin. He says, Rebbe, no, ich will a golden Aroite Rendel. It's a golden Rendel. So the Averitsche says, I can't give you a golden Rendel. I'm going to Eitz Yisroel. I need the money to. This repeated itself several days. And the Averitsche always gave him a silver coin. He didn't give him a gold coin. When they got off the boat, this Uraman comes over to him. He says, Rebbe, I don't need your money. He says, but the Morinayim sent me, the Remotel at Chernobyl sent me that I should be the Shmira for you. It was one of the Lamed Vuv Tzadikim that he sent along with him from Veig, that he should be a Shoima in route that nothing should happen. The Heilige Menachse Luza said as follows, that when the Basayim, when the Heilige Averitsche was on the boat, he said a storm befell them, and the boat was about to capsize. And the Heilige Averitsche stood up and said, I am goyza on the sar of the ocean to quiet down the waves. And what's chis? I lived b'kedisha b'tahara, and I was never nichshel with a certain avaida. And when they got off, the captain said, he swears that he never had a trip that should take several weeks, that took several days, because he had kvitzes haderech. Al Kapunim, the Heilige Basayin ended up, as we know, in Tzfas, and in Tzfas is his Besmedrish, where when the earthquake happened in 1837 was the earthquake, and the Heilige Basayin, the Averitsche, was in Besmedrish, and he told everybody to come to the front here for the Besmedrish, and told them if they are here, nothing will happen. And sure enough, the back of the Besmedrish caved in, and from the bima to the front, nothing happened, and all the people were saved. 3 years before that, in 1834, in Tufkif Tzadik Dalad, there was a pogrom, and the Averitsche and all the Yidden, they were left with absolutely nothing. Literally, he had no clothes. They had to send to Tverje to get him, bring him clothes. That's after the pogrom, the Arabs stripped them from everything. But there was a Yid there, a Talmud from the Gru, Reb Nachum Mendel from Kamenitz. He said it was unbelievable to see the little food that the Heilige Avreicha gathered. He gave to people. He left nothing for himself. He literally had no clothes, and whatever food he had, he gave away. The last month of his life, Kislev Tufresh Aleph, there was a Megaifa in Tzvas, and the Heilige Avreicha said, "I'm going to be the Korban Achren from this Megaifa." And sure enough, Yid Bais Kislev is the Heilige Ish Kudish Nistalle geworden, and the Megaifa stopped. The Eibush is lehelfen that his Chisha be Maigen on all of us. He was the Tzaddik that had such Gagim to Etz Yisruel. He should be Moire Rachmim in Himmel, that we should be Zoiche to go. And we shall Tzfiren Koimemias Lartzaini. Agite Mazel de Kevach Zechise Yugen Olaini.